Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. You will make or break your sales team based on the targets that you set. Targets are key drivers of activities for the sales team. And as such, we have to set them correctly, or we face a team that doesn't perform the way we want. So let's look at those now. There are three sets of targets that I advocate all companies set. The first are key performance indicators, or KPIs. These are your activity-based targets. Inside your KPIs, it's critical that you look at leading indicators. Leading indicators are all those activities a seller must do in order to hit their sales quota, which is the dollar. We'll talk about that in a second. So for example, you might set KPI targets of how many meetings a seller needs to have a week, how many calls they need to make a day, how many hours of talk time they need to accrue in a month, how many customers they need to be talking to in a week or a day or a month. The exact KPIs that you set will be based on your business. The second target that we need to set is our quota. And the quota is the minimum dollar value, revenue, that your seller needs to bring in order to keep their job. Now, this is where I might be a little contrarian, because I believe that quotas can vary from person to person inside each sales team. For example, a 15-year sales veteran in a well-established market for you could have a very different quota than a brand new sales rep in a brand new marketplace. Why? Because the expectations for the revenue that come out of each of those regions are wildly different. So don't be afraid of setting different quotas, sales rep to sales rep, based on the products that they sell, the experience they have in the marketplace, and the geographic territories that they serve. The third target that we need to set is the goal, or the stretch goal. And this is the revenue that you want, or the sales rep wants, to accomplish in order to hit their own financial targets. This could be double what their quota is, or it could be exactly what the quota is, or it could be 1.1% bigger than the quota. It's really up to you and the seller to set. But it's critical that you set this goal, because it comes from the seller specifically. And when they have a goal or a stretch goal that they can hold on to because they helped create, that's the number they're going to drive towards. So three targets that we need to set: key performance indicators, or activity targets, quotas, which is the minimum revenue that a seller needs to accomplish in order to keep their job, and that stretch goal, which is a seller-defined goal, with some guidance from you, of course, that helps them drive past their quota into top performance. Setting the stretch goal is what differentiates the best companies from the mediocre companies, and what contributes directly to those companies in creating a nonstop sales boom.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.